name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we heard the gospel where the Lord was walking, and he was followed by many people, and a prince came up to him and said, "My daughter, 12 years old, is dying. Could you please come and heal her?" And as he went away, the Lord promised to come, and there was a woman that was very sick for many, many years with bleeding, and she left or gave all her belongings, everything, to the doctors and couldn't get any help. And she believed the Lord would help her, and so she went from the behind the Lord and touched his clothes with the faith that she would be healed, and immediately she got healed. And of course the Lord had felt, and he said that to the disciples, "Somebody just touched me," and the disciples said, "But you're being dragged, you're being pushed by everybody and so many people behind you." And the Lord said, "Well, I felt my power leaving." And then the lady immediately came up to him, and she said that what she had done, that she had touched him with the faith, that she would be healed, and she got healed. And the Lord had said to her, "Your faith has saved you, and be well." And then as he continued to walk towards the prince, a servant came out from the princess and said, "It's too late, the little girl is dead." And so the Lord had said to him, "Don't worry, she's not dead, she's just sleeping." And he went inside of the house with the parents and the three disciples, and my beloved, as they were all weeping and crying over there because they saw that the girl was dead. But he said to them no, and chased everybody out, and then dressed the little girl and just told her, "Get up." And her soul came back to her, and she was resurrected. And he brought her out and gave it to the parents and told them to feed her. And that was a great miracle of healing. But he told them not to say it, not to spread it around, not to say it to other people. He was doing that many times when he would heal, was to say people not to spread it around. And my beloved, as we heard today also in the gospel, is that the Lord wants to know, for us to know about humility, and he wants us to know also that we have to learn to think of not about the temporary but about the eternal. We have to worry about our soul. We have to protect our soul, because our soul is being hurt so much by sinning. And where do the sins come from? Well, the sin starts with the mind, and the evil one, the demons, they start giving us evil thoughts, and they try to pose into committing some kind of a sins. And we have to fight the evil one. The angel is, on the other hand, of course, our angel is always trying to give us the right thoughts, the good thoughts for our salvation, my beloved. And we have to learn. We have to learn to worry about the soul, eternal life, and not about the temporary. We pay so much attention to our body and our sicknesses and everything else that we have in us, and we don't pay much attention to the soul that is eternal. And yet, that's the most important thing. All of us have to be going to the other. Well, it all depends when. Some of us die from sicknesses in the old age. Other ones can even be taken by the Lord through accidents, car accidents, or some kind of accidents. And then we have to realize that Our soul is eternal, and the soul is going to be going either one place or another, either to the kingdom of heaven, where she'll be able to rejoice and be with the Lord forever and ever, or where it's going to be thrown together with the demons, where it's going to suffer for eternity. My beloved, we have to realize that, and we have to, again, I'm going to repeat myself, we're going to have to worry more about the soul, to protect the soul from sins, because every sin is like giving us a wound for our soul, unless we truly repent. And of course, the Lord is giving us a chance, as long as we live, for repentance. And we have to learn that also, and utilize the time that He gives us to repent and to be able to truly be getting closer to the Lord with our heart. Our heart has to be purified. It should be, you know, all the junk out of there, all the temporary things that are that we attach ourselves in this world. We shouldn't be in the heart. The heart should be mainly attached to the Lord. The Lord we have to love more than anybody else. That's what the Lord says. If somebody loves his husband or wife or children more than me, he's not worthy of me. So we have to love the Lord more than anything, because He is our life. Without Him, there is no life. He gives us the life. My beloved, let's work on it more and more, and let's try to live according to God, to the gospel, and not to hold any grudge. Just always forgive, and always to be trying to be comfort for each other, always to worry and to care about each other, always to pray for each other. For this is the most important thing, is for us to love one another. And the real love isn't there if we don't pray for each other. So let's remember that, and let's try to pray for each other, and be attached with our heart to the Lord and to each other for the salvation. Amen. God bless you.